Gar.
Hello and welcome to the world of sport, and we begin with cycling and allegations of doping as the Tour de France continues. Two Czech cyclists, Jan Hruška and René Andrle, have been among those named on a list of cyclists suspected of doping. Recently, the report surfaced naming some 50 riders, many who have been banned from the Tour de France. Until last year, both racers rode for the same team, Liberty Seguros, which withdrew from the Tour just a few hours before it began on Friday because of the scandal. And at least one of the riders has denied any truth in the allegation. Jan Hruška told the media that he never, quote, knew the doctor involved in the scandal, adding that he had no idea why his or Andrle's name figured on the list. But it's not the first time Hruška has been named in connection with the use of a performance-enhancing drug. In the year 2000, he tested positive for the anabolic steroid nandrolone. However, throughout the scandal, he maintained his innocence and a cycling association ban was later reduced. Turning to football, the World Cup may well be over for the Czech Republic, but there is seemingly still a slim chance that star midfielder Pavel Nedved may continue to play for the national squad. Nedved told the Czech daily Sport that he was looking forward to playing club football for at least one more season, and that theoretically leaves the door open for the national squad as well, with the requisite question mark. Even Nedved's future in Italian club football is unclear, depending on the outcome of Juventus Turin's corruption scandal. Nedved has played for Juve for 5 years, but is not likely to continue if the club gets demoted to the second or even third league. Already there have been reports of interest in the French, Spanish leagues, or even the English Premiership. The Czech daily Sport cites Monaco as the likeliest destination should Nedved leave the Italian league. And turning to ice hockey, in the NHL, the Ottawa Senators are investing in the future, signing Carolina Hurricanes goalie Martin Gerber at the weekend instead of 41-year-old goaltender Dominic Hasek. Hasek had an excellent season with the club last year and at one point looked set to lead the Senators to a Stanley Cup final before being sidelined with a muscle injury at the Turin Winter Olympics. Now, with no contract forthcoming, his career may be over. It is clear that if he wants one more shot at Lord Stanley's Cup, it will have to be with another team. Following Ottawa's decision, the team's general manager, John Muckler, reportedly admitted that the Czech goalie was disappointed with the decision. Hasek had long made clear that he was looking forward to coming back. And in other ice hockey news, Patrick Eliash looks set to complete his ice hockey career with a single team, the New Jersey Devils. At the weekend, Eliash signed a 7-year, $42 million U.S. dollar contract. In other big news, Tampa Bay defenseman Pavel Kubina signed a 4-year contract with Toronto for $20 million U.S. dollars. The latest deals make the duo the second and third best paid Czech players in the NHL, trumped only by the New York Rangers' Jaromír Jágr.
Thank you, Jan. Coming up next in today's one-on-one.